Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Teaching in the Age of AI, From Robots to Rocket Science by Kira Morris is a contemporary education and technology book about how artificial intelligence is reshaping classrooms, teaching roles, and student learning experiences. Based on available descriptions, the book examines practical uses of AI tools such as chatbots, virtual tutors, adaptive learning systems, robotics, and simulations, with particular attention to STEM learning and space science examples. Its purpose is not simply to celebrate technology, but to help educators, students, policymakers, and technology observers understand what changes when intelligent systems enter the learning environment. The book positions AI as a tool that can personalize instruction, extend access to complex concepts, and support curiosity, while still requiring human judgment, ethical awareness, and teacher leadership. Its genre is best understood as applied educational technology, combining future-oriented discussion with classroom-facing implications. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI changes the teacher role without making teachers obsolete. A central concern of teaching in the age of AI is the changing position of teachers in an AI-supported classroom. The book presents AI not as a replacement for educators, but as a force that alters what teaching work emphasizes. Routine explanation, basic practice support, and some individualized feedback can increasingly be assisted by chatbots, virtual tutors, and adaptive platforms. This shift can free teachers to focus on higher value responsibilities, such as designing learning experiences, interpreting student needs, building trust, guiding discussion, and helping learners evaluate information critically. The reasoning behind this view is that education is not only the delivery of content. Students require encouragement, context, social interaction, ethical modeling, and help in developing judgment. AI may provide fast responses and personalized tasks, but it does not fully understand classroom culture, student motivation, family circumstances, or emotional development. Morris, therefore, frames the teacher as a human mediator between technological capability and educational purpose. The teacher remains responsible for deciding when AI is useful, when it is distracting, and how it can support rather than narrow learning. Secondly, personalized learning pathways move instruction beyond one pace for all students. The book highlights personalized learning as one of the most visible promises of AI in education. Traditional classrooms often require teachers to balance a single lesson plan against widely different levels of readiness, interest, language background, and confidence. AI systems can help by tracking patterns in student responses, recommending targeted practice, and presenting material at different levels of difficulty. In theory, this allows students who need reinforcement to receive it without delaying others, while advanced learners can move toward more complex applications. Morris treats this as a practical opportunity, especially when personalization supports rather than isolates students. The educational value lies in using data to make instruction more responsive, not in reducing learning to automated recommendations. A personalized pathway still requires a teacher to judge whether a student is genuinely understanding a concept, merely completing tasks, or being pushed into a narrow learning track. The book's treatment of personalization is therefore balanced. AI can make differentiated instruction more manageable, but its effectiveness depends on thoughtful design, teacher oversight, and attention to the broader goals of learning. Thirdly, robotics and simulations make complex STEM ideas more accessible. Teaching in the Age of AI gives particular attention to robotics and AI simulations as tools for STEM education. These technologies can make abstract or technically difficult subjects more concrete. Robotics allows students to see how algorithms, sensors, movement, and mechanical design interact in a physical system. Simulations can represent environments that are expensive, dangerous, distant, or impossible to reproduce in a normal classroom, such as space missions or planetary exploration. This matters because many STEM concepts are difficult for learners when they remain confined to textbooks or static diagrams. Interactive models can help students test assumptions, observe consequences, and revise their understanding through experimentation. The book's connection to rocket science and space exploration underscores this point. AI-supported tools can bring advanced scientific contexts into ordinary learning settings. At the same time, the value of these tools depends on more than novelty. A robot or simulation is educationally useful when it is tied to clear questions, meaningful reflection, and conceptual understanding. Without that structure, technology risks becoming demonstration rather than learning. Fourthly, space science examples connect AI education with curiosity and ambition. One distinctive feature of the book is its use of space science references, including NASA programs, SpaceX's vision, and the curiosity inspired by the Hubble telescope. These examples give the discussion of AI in education a broader intellectual frame than classroom efficiency alone. Space exploration is useful pedagogically because it naturally combines physics, engineering, mathematics, computing, observation, uncertainty, and imagination. By linking AI tools to space-related learning, Morris emphasizes that technology should not only automate schoolwork, it should expand what students are able to investigate. AI simulations, virtual supports, and robotics can help learners approach questions about flight, orbit, exploration, and scientific discovery in ways that are more interactive than conventional instruction. The reasoning is that curiosity is a powerful driver of sustained learning, especially in STEM fields where difficulty can discourage students. Space examples also show how classroom learning connects to real-world scientific and technological projects. The book's title reflects this bridge from classroom robots to rocket science, suggesting that AI-supported education can make ambitious subjects feel more reachable. Lastly, ethical and policy questions shape whether AI improves education fairly. The book also addresses the dilemmas that accompany AI adoption in schools. Educational AI raises questions about privacy, data use, unequal access, algorithmic bias, academic honesty, teacher autonomy, and the influence of commercial platforms. These issues matter because the same tools that personalize learning can also collect sensitive information, reinforce existing inequalities, or shift decision-making away from educators. Morris's position, based on available descriptions, is cautious but not anti-technology. The book recognizes that AI can support learning while also requiring clear governance and professional judgment. Policymakers and school leaders must consider who controls the systems, how recommendations are generated, what safeguards protect students, and whether all learners benefit equally. Ethical use also includes preserving social-emotional learning in human relationships, since education is not only a technical process of optimizing performance. The practical implication is that AI integration should be planned rather than improvised. Schools need guidelines, teacher training, transparent expectations, and ongoing evaluation. By including policy dilemmas, the book avoids treating AI as a simple classroom upgrade and instead presents it as an institutional responsibility. In conclusion, teaching in the age of AI from robots to rocket science is best suited for teachers, school leaders, education students, policymakers, and readers interested in the practical future of learning technology. Its main benefit is that it organizes several fast-moving developments, including AI chatbots, virtual tutors, robotics, personalized learning platforms, and simulations into a classroom-centered discussion. Readers looking for a technical manual on machine learning will likely find it broader than that. But those seeking a clear educational overview will benefit from its focus on teaching practice and institutional implications. The book is intellectually useful because it frames AI as both an opportunity and a responsibility. It can help personalize instruction, make STEM concepts more accessible, and stimulate curiosity, but only when guided by ethical policy and human educators. What helps it stand out from many general AI and education books is its combination of classroom AI with space science examples. By connecting robots, simulations, NASA-inspired learning, and rocket science, it gives the subject a concrete STEM orientation rather than discussing educational technology only in administrative or productivity terms. Its realistic value lies in helping readers think about how AI can expand learning while keeping teachers, equity, and educational purpose at the center. If you would like to support Kyaria Morris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.